Way.
A very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gift Dube in Washington, D.C.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are looking at the issue of the Zimbabwe exemption permits that are expected to be terminated by the South African government by the end of this year. The government gave special permit holders a year to regularize their stay by 31 December 2022 or leave South Africa.
Some organizations in South Africa, including the Helen Suzman Foundation, have launched legal action challenging the decision of the Minister of Home Affairs to terminate the Zimbabwean exemption permit. They argue that this special dispensation regime has offered legal protection to approximately 178,000 Zimbabweans, allowing them to live, work, and study in South Africa. It has prevailed for well over a decade, meaning that permit holders have built lives, families, and careers there and contributed to South Africa and its economy.
South Africa's government is defending its plan to end the special permit, saying only a small percentage of Zimbabweans have applied to regularize their stay in that country. Writing on his Twitter account, Kayson Monyela, head of the public diplomacy in the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, yesterday said the so-called Zimbabwe exemption permits, first granted in 2009, were never meant to be permanent. The Department of Home Affairs said so far it has received 2,301 visa applications and 3,014 visa waiver applications from Zimbabweans who must change their status in order to continue accessing services, including banking and education.
Hongo vadio vatereri nevatariri nhasi muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika cheDiaspora Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Nhasi tiri kuenderera mberi nehurukuro yatakambobata masvondo maviri adarika yemapepa eZimbabwe exemption permits. Mapepa aya magwaro akapiwa vana veZimbabwe kuti vange vachibvumidzwa kushanda nekugara muSouth Africa zviri pamutemo, asi hurumende yeSouth Africa yakazosvika pakupedza kushanda kwemagwaro iwaya gore rapera muna zvita musi wa31 zvita 31 December, yakachizopa vana veZimbabwe vanga vaine magwaro iwayo gore rimwe chete rinove gore rino ra2022 kuti vange vachigadzirisa magwaro avo ekugara muSouth Africa nekushanda. Kukundikana kwavo vodzoserwa kuZimbabwe panopera gore rino. Takaona masangano anosanganisira Helen Suzman Foundation ari kuti akutora matanho ekukwikwidza danho reSouth Africa iro rehurumende yeSouth Africa rekuti inge ichipedza kushanda magwaro iyayo eZimbabwe exemption paper, vachitaura kuti vana veZimbabwe vakanga vachishandisa magwaro iwayo vanga vavaka upenyu hwekugara muSouth Africa kusanganisira nemabasa nezvikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro, uye vari kubatsira kunyaya dzeupfumi hweSouth Africa. Saka magwaro iwayo haafaniri kunge achimiswa kushanda. Takaonawo nezuro mumwe wanoshanda muhurumende yeSouth Africa ikoko vari kudepartment yeanzi international relations yekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika, vaClayson Monyela vachinyora padandemutande reTwitter vakati iwaiwa magwaro aya haanga asina kugadzirwa kunzi anga achishanda upenyu hwese, anga angori enguva duku kana temporary, zvichireva kuti vari kuti South Africa iri kuenderera mberi nekudimura upenyu hwemagwaro iwayo. Vachitaurawo zvakare kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa yakagadzirira kuzvidifenda kana kuzvidzivirira kune vese vanenge vachida kuipomera kana kuipa mhosva yekukanzura magwaro iwayo. Tiri kunzwa kuti kusvika pari nhasi vanhu vanokwane kuita zviuru zviviri nemazana matatu nemwe chete ndo vaapplya kana kunyorera kuti vange vachiwana mavhisa nekuti vaenderere mberi nekugara muSouth Africa, kwoita vanokwane kuita zviuru zvitatu negumi newana 3014 anzi ndo vanyorera anonzi ma visa waiver application vanenge vaine zvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana zvekuti vange zvekuti zvinoita kuti vange vasingazotarisirwa kunge vachinyorera kuti vaone magwaro iwayo ndo nyaya tinayo Gibbs
kunjalo ke ikolo kokukhulula ngojonga ukuthi lamhla ke sikangena udaba lwama-special permits khona ngale kwela South Africa siyakwazi ukuthi udaba lolu luyajiza sibuloku umangalisayo uhulumente wakole South Africa usanda kwethula umbiko othi ke kulabantu sebedlula 2000 asebe-aplayile kathesi ukuthi batholeke ama-permits amatsha uthi khona kanyangazani kuyahlupha kulabanye abantu babecabanga ukuthi lokhu babelakho bekuphele ezandleni ngokuthi bahlale lakho impilo yabo yonke kumbe baba ngama-permanent residence kususuka labedlula 3000 basebecela ukuthi benga-aplayi ngoba babona ukuthi zimbi indawo bangeke baphumelela so kuzobuya-ke uKelson Munyela okudepartment ye-diplomacy ku-international relations khona ngale uyakhuluma ukuthi khona kokwenzakalayo siyakubona kodwa-ke esikusolayo ukuthi songani udaba lolu sohanjiswa khashana kumotheledi la utho njalo yena ophethe uhlangothi endaba zekhaya kuthi hhayi khonaukuthi i-Helen Suzman Foundation sihambise udaba lolu lomthishandaba ukuthi challenge ukuthi indaba le-South Africa livimba ama-permits lawo kahlupha so kungachitha isikhathi-ke I think we've got our guests lined up go ahead Joga.
Yes, I think we have Professor Ricky Mukonza who is at Tshwane University of Technology there. Welcome to our show, Professor Mukonza.
Thank you, Mr. Gandemile. Thank you, Mr. Dube.
Yes,
good evening to your viewers.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm not seeing the names of the other guests anymore, Gibbs. Maybe you can help me there.
Yes, we've got Ketwe Pepe, who is in Botswana. And then we've got Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, who is also in South Africa. So now I think we can start with Mr. Kumkonza. Tell us about what you are hearing about this issue. It seems as if many Zimbabweans are not applying, and December is by the corner, you know?
I think what is coming out very clearly is that the South African government has taken a position, a very clear position, on what must happen to immigrants, particularly from Zimbabwe. They are no longer welcome in South Africa. Of course, what we are hearing is that they are not they want to move people from one form of permit to the other, or they are trying to. But the undertones that you find in what is being expressed is that of a government that is tired with Zimbabwean immigrants and want them to go as of yesterday. You can also tell the same from the undiplomatic language of government officials. And, you know, I was looking at what Mr. Munyela's Twitter is saying. And I was saying, look, this is a person who is the head of diplomacy and should have known better how to coin whatever you say concerning either citizens of another country or to say about another country. Now, there is nothing diplomatic about what how he has expressed himself. And that tells you that the South African government has taken a clear position and they don't no longer want Zimbabwean immigrants in South Africa.
Thank you so much. Let's hear from Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, who is also in South Africa. Mr. Mhlanga.
Good evening once again, Gibbs, and good evening to Mr. And good evening to the rest of the people there. Right, I heard what the prof says there about the government of South Africa and so forth. Yes, it is very true. Mainly Zimbabweans and welcome now in South Africa. We can say it's the government, but everybody else in South Africa doesn't want Zimbabweans anymore. Because even those with other permits, like professional permits and so forth, they are now saying, as long as you are in Zimbabwe, you are no longer welcome. Whether you got a permanent residence or professional permits or whatever, to them, it's now like everyone who belongs to Zimbabwe must go. I haven't seen the Twitter the prof is talking about, but the bottom line is Zimbabweans are no longer required. I mean, are welcome in South Africa. Those who are applying are just applying, yes, but no one knows if ever South Africa is going to give them those visas, or it's just a ploy to say they applied and they couldn't qualify to any of the new visa regimes and so forth. So those who haven't applied, maybe they've told themselves that they would rather stay without anything, just like it has been happening in the previous times. Then I just want to touch on the statistics about the foreign employees in as a whole in South Africa. Foreigners, not in particular Zimbabweans, but foreigners in general, they are only 4.3% of the workforce in South Africa, or the employment that is there in South Africa right now. So this narrative that Zimbabweans are taking people's jobs or they are taking people's business, it really has got nothing absolutely to do with that, because that percentage is very, very little, that someone cannot say this percentage is too much. Fine. The thing is, the economy right now in South Africa is going down. And I was also looking at an article in one of these economic analysts was saying the recession, South Africa is still going to go down in terms of economy. It won't be able to avoid a further recession just because of what is happening. There is a whole lot of laws in South Africa that govern labor. That is like this BEE, whatever it is. It doesn't really go well with other people, especially the whites. They feel they are sort of secluded in many of those opportunities. Then there is also other laws that are coming in right now, especially in terms of if you want to come and invest in South Africa as a foreigner, what must happen? And on the other hand, those same investors, or let me say potential investors, they are looking at the political situation in South Africa, which at the present moment is more to an unstable one. And they are also looking at this foreign resentment by the South Africans themselves, and they don't know if their businesses would really be safe if they were to come here. I remember also one day watching this other video where some investors were in a meeting, and one said clearly that no investor who is in his sober minds can come and put money in South Africa when these laws are more draconic than anything else. So it's a pity Zimbabweans have just been the scapegoats for all the shenanigans that are happening in South Africa. Zimbabweans are going to suffer for not their sins, but other people's sins within the Republic of South Africa. It's so unfortunate. All of us, as we are, I'm not using as an EP permit, but we are very unsafe, and they are saying all of us must go, and it's time that we prepare to go back home and possibly face our own government and sort out things.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes. Yes.
Ngiyaphila baba Thubeli njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Siyabona sibili ukuthi South Africa kungani sokuzalela ingwe khona ngale. Kuba sokuzalela ingwe vele. Ubona umbono wakho ubona ngani kuya ngakho konke lokho?
Ya baba Thube kunzima kakhulu. It's actually very sad. Kunzima because into nje engingayitsho is that neither us nor the South African government or Zimbabwean government foresaw this thing coming. And ungathi uyakunanzelela ngendlela engibona ngakhona iSouth African government on its own ile pressure from its citizens, from the politicians, from the economical and political situations there. So bale pressure nje and njengabo bonke abantu abale pressure obviously kuzobafaka ekhoneni okokuthi bazosala bengasela choice but to choose their own citizens first. Number one, okwesibili, I think we have got a government thina engavumiyo ukuthi ngempela abantu abethu baludingo usizo lwe next door. Uyangithola ukuthi ngitsho njani. Our own government layo, I'm sorry to say, but ngike ngabona umongameli wethu elapha eBotswana sometimes nje, but nxa ngangimuzwa egotisile lapha lomunye wakhe, he was giving impression yokuthi everything is well there, amaZimbabwe alapha siyazenzisa, asilankinga ekhaya. So I think that alone also sends a wrong message, baba Dube, if you have got a situation endlini yakho, umntanakho next door, acknowledge the truth to your neighbor, ukuthi umntanakho uyaludinga usizo. So khonokho lakho, kwenza government to government level, sibe sesingani nje thina singumhlambikazi ebusile siyazenzisa asilazinkinga. Akula muntu nje osimeleyo singalabana abantu bokuthi siyazibonela. So khonokho lakho, I think i-government yethu layo inesabelo ekuthini nje uthole singasaphathwa kuhle kwezinye indawo. And lakhonokho okunye engubonayo okwamaphemithi so lokhana yi-pressure, but the eventuality part of it ukuthi vele ama conditions lama terms abafakayo ukuthi umove from one type of permit to another, 95% of it we impractical. So I think nje while abantu bakithi besase khona ngapho, the focus should be going back home and face our own government, because vele lokho kwamanye amazwe is just a temporary situation. A long term cannot be next door.
I think, Jonga, you can hear very clearly. She is saying, you know, at the end of the day, people must go home and sort their own problems.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that very thing is the same question that I wanted to ask our guest. And I think she read my mind, because I wanted to ask that, is this not a silent move by South Africans to Zimbabweans to go back home and sort your house in order? Professor Mkonza, and dipindura ino rimirwa amai mozwe pindura nechirungu.
Hongu, maitiro ehurumende South Africa anoratidza kuti vanenge vari ku mira nere kuti vana veZimbabwe ngavadzokere kumusha kwavo vanogadzirisa nyika yavo. Tikada kutarisa nguva yazvaitika inguva yekuti gore rinouya tichange tine sarudzo kuZimbabwe. Saka chinogona kunge chisiri kutaurwa nehurumende yeSouth Africa ndechekuti vari kuti aiwa takakuchengetai nguva yareba, saka chidzokerai kumusha munogadzirisa musha wenyu. Asi vamwe vemuZimbabwe vanochemawo vachiti onaika South Africa payakanga ine mukana wekuti batsire pakugadziriswa kwezvinhu muZimbabwe, yakaita madzana mbwanana, haina kunyasomira nechokwadi. Ndopaya panotaurwa nevamwe kutionai vambeki pavakanga vachiri mutungamiri, vakati vakambotaura kuti aiwa amuna dambudziko muZimbabwe. There is no crisis in Zimbabwe. Vachishandisa yavo yavaiti quite diplomacy. Vasingangobudi pachena kuti vachiudza pasi rese kuti hayo zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka muZimbabwe. And vachiudza vamwe vatungamiri vanga varipo panguva iyoyo muZimbabwe kuti hayo gadzirisai nyika, itai sarudzo dzakachena, akunda akunda. Nekuti saka ndoo zvimwe zvinochemawo zvichiita vana veZimbabwe kuti aiwa kaSouth Africa haigone kuita sekuti iyo haine nechekuita nematambudziko ari muZimbabwe.
Okay, before you go to the English side or translation, if you see your neighbors fighting, the wife and husband, and your neighbor is beating up his wife, and then you help to avoid further damage and injury to the wife, and the neighbor may turn against you, Professor Abgoda, and say, you did this because you are in love with my wife. Is it not the same thing that South Africans wanted to avoid? Like what President Mbeki did. He didn't want to take sides.
It may be so. It may ringangodaro. Asi chatinoziva ndechekuti President Mbeki angari mutungamiri weAfrican National Congress vanotonga kuZimbabwe ndeve ZANU-PF. Aya mapato maviri ndo akarwira kuzvitonga kwenyika mbiri idzi. Saka vane ukama hunobva kure. Ini ndofunga kuti ndicho chikonzero chakaita kuti vaMbeki vasabude pachena kunyatsotaura chokwadi chaiitika. Hongu vangange vaizotya kuti pamberi apo vaigona kuzonza, aiwa ndimi muri kukonzeresa, ndimi muri kukanganisa. Asi ndinofunga kuti ukama hwekumashure, nekuti tinonzwa kuti pane zvakaitiranwa kumashure ikoko vaMbeki vanonzi vakambogara kuZimbabwe vachiita semwana waMugabe. Saka ndo zvimwe zvaikonzera. Saka vana veZimbabwe dzimwe nguva vanozotiwo onaika imiwe muSouth Africa hamuna kunyanya kuchena panyaya iyi, nekuti mune chekuitawo pakuwedzeredza kuti dambudziko rirambe richikura.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Yes, so let's turn to Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga to get some other issues from him. I think maybe he got cut off somehow. I think he'll be rejoining the show very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But before going to Ms. Pepe, Professor Mkonza, let's look at challenges that are being faced by these people who are facing a possibility of being deported. And if you are deported, which means you cannot just return to South Africa willy-nilly. And here we are talking about 270 something thousand people. So at the end of the day, what's the fate of these people?
Mr. Dewey, let me tell you what I think will happen. What I think will happen is Zimbabweans are just going to live in South Africa illegally. A majority of those people that had these permits.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's likely to happen, because it's difficult for people to be pushed to where they don't want to go. Some Zimbabweans that I've communicated with that say, look, we came to South Africa on our own, out of our own volition, and we can't be forced to go back. What will happen is that yes, people will be taken back to Zimbabwe, but as they have always done, they will come back using the other means, and they will live in South Africa underground without recognized identification documents in South Africa. And I think that will pose an even bigger security risk to South Africa, because number one, they would not know they would have in their midst a number of people who cannot be identified. If crime is to be committed, they wouldn't have any trace to such people. But if I may answer you to the direction in which you asked your question, it's a difficult situation that these Zimbabweans who face deportation are really facing. Because look, like the Ellen Sussman Foundation said it, if a person has lived in a place for around 10 years or more, they would have built a life. And probably their life in Zimbabwe may not, I mean, would have been in some way destroyed or may not be as good as what they will be having. But their efforts was being put here in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine just taking that person from where they are and taking them to Zimbabwe. They are going to start afresh. And it's not going to affect just one person. It's going to affect even the children. It's going to affect so many people in the value chain. And also the issue that you've brought in, where it will become difficult for them to move, whether they want to come back to South Africa, they are likely to face challenges. So I think it's a really difficult situation that Zimbabweans who are facing this situation are facing.
Thank you very much. Maybe Jonga can go to Mr.
Mbusumtlanga. Yes, Mr. Mshanga, I asked Professor Mukonza that is this not a secret or silent way of saying Zimbabweans go back home and sort your things first, go and sort your country in order? Mr. Bebe confirmed to that before I even asked the question. But what's your take on that?
Yes. I would also say that South Africa is now sick and tired of what's happening across the border, and especially the people, the influx of the people from Zimbabwe into South Africa, some coming without proper documentation and so forth. We can blame South Africa, but for sure, if also we are reasonable, we shouldn't blame South Africa for that. They have got their own people to look after. Now they have to be looking after all the Zimbabweans who are running away from the plight of their lives inside in Zimbabwe. And the government of Zimbabwe, the worst thing, while this is happening, is quiet. So you can actually see that let me be blunt and say they don't care what happens to its people. They are not even saying, okay, South Africa, let's sit down, let's discuss about our people that side. Then they find a common ground where they can all stand. Maybe, say, those who have got such skills, can they be allowed to remain there? Or those who are doing this and that, can they remain? No, but right now it's just a blanket cover. We must go back and sort out their country. And it's very true. If all of us, including you guys in America, UK, wherever you are, if all of us were to go back to Zimbabwe today and sort out our problems, I am pretty sure Zimbabwe will be very, very way ahead of what it is right now. Imagine all the professionals, engineers, doctors, professors who are all over the world doing, or let me say, giving value to those countries, but not giving value to their own countries of birth. It's not something that really is nice. But if all of us, we can also see it that way, that maybe this is a way that we should go back to our country, solve our own problems, go back to our normal lives. Every Zimbabwean, I'm sure, if Zimbabwe were to be okay today, they would love to be back in that country. I love my country. I love Zimbabwe. It's a country where you can walk without thinking that maybe some other people are hunting for you or are hunting you. So they are trying to tell us that go back to your country, solve your problems. not to run away from them. South Africans stand up for the problems that are happening in their country. Right now, South Africans are up in arms against the ANC, this so-called liberation movement that come 2024 want to remove them because they are not doing what they promised people. And why can Zimbabweans do the same thing? And the biggest problem is this so-called liberation movement. It's time they should also pack their bags and go. Not because they are not doing right or they are doing bad, but they have to accept new ideas from different people. When they went to war, all the people who remained, I was already a grown-up person, all the people who remained in Zimbabwe who did not go out, they were also at war. We suffered against in the hands of the Smith regime. We suffered in the hands of the same so-called freedom fighters. So, and this is not what they were telling people, that once we go in, it will be us, nobody else must check. So, all of us, now is our time to say, guys, we have had enough of you. You have done up to this far. Thank you very much. Let other people take over. So let's go back home, guys, and sort out our own country, if it means so.
Yes, yabuzwa baba Mhlanga, kodwa ke singazi ukuthi mabhebhe ubona ngani kuloko elikukhulumayo abantu bazawuthi amaZimbabweans are very much educated. There are people who take things in strides. But at the end of the day, are they cowards? Bangamagwala yini abantu bezimbabwe?
Baba Dube, I wouldn't say abantu bezimbabwe bangamagwala. But iZimbabwe yona ngokwayo nje since ithatha independence ngibona ingani laba leaders esadeki why they are just going in circles kulokuthi bayitshele nje ukuthi no, you guys, you are abusing people. I think ibakhangela ukuthi ivele yona injani. Abantu beZimbabwe ayisikho ukuthi, I wouldn't say ukuthi bangamagwala, but isituation yeZimbabwe is either you swim or sink. So ungathi uyananzelela ngizakhuluma kakhulu emathebelele ndingapha kithi, I will just khona phonjana. But uyananzelela vele ngale ipopulation yabantu, almost more than 40,000 people ababulawayo. Thina ama-survivors akhona yithi mnanzelwe ngo-84 and ngiyi-breadwinner khathesi, angikaze ngibe le-payslip eZimbabwe ezimathi ezayime professional geologist, you see. So isikhathi esiningi ngizathi ngicabanga ukuthi I just have to fend for my little ones. Abadala abakho because of the government already. So konokana, it puts me in a position yokuthi ubususi bakhefulu nje ukuthi impi yakho uyilwa njani. But I wouldn't say ukuthi amaZimbabwe angamagwala.
Yey, kodwa ke sokumele ukukhaliswa mbani ukuthi hey, asabenise lokusekhaya la. Ngoba lo munye usalungisa kwakhe. Nga ukuthi nginje enqeni yakhola ongumadlana okuthize. Bese ngikhaya ukuthi ngiyakukhola ibond ngale yahlupha nokuthi ngifike khona ngale nxa ngibothwe kumbe kube njani njani mfake imbila zikakhona kuyahlupha kokho khonoko. So kulungiswa njani khonoko?
Yeah, I think lokho khona ngokwakho nxa kungathiwa sikuplane ukuthi asambeni sivele asoze sikuplane, but situations where we are will eventually force us. South Africa, the situation is already pushing them. It will come at a point where no country will accommodate us. I think we are already approaching those levels because kwanapa any corner mina vele any advert ephumayo uzothola ukuthi 98.5 kumele kube ngama citizens. It's a diplomatic way to say, you guys, can you go? Although they are not saying it. So, and all these countries, remember, they are also having their eyes who issue here South Africa. Uzothola ukuthi once South Africa iphumelele ukusunduza amaZimbabwe lapho, sivele sizoxotshwa sonke. So the eventuality part yiyo ezasenza ukuthi sisukume in arms. Uyakwazi sometimes umangoye ungamvalela ekhoneni, umfake ekhoneni, kuzomele vele akuhlephe ukuze aphume. So it will reach vele to a point whereby all of us will be stuck there in Zimbabwe. And I think ngaleso sikhathi, we will either sink or swim.
Yes, I was going to call you. Yes, Lobaba was going to join us. kuna manje kana mili ubaba ke trust Ncube baba Ncube sawumukela kuhlelo kunjani ba
yaphila njani
ba siyaphila mfowethu ungapi kona
azwana ba
ungapi kwomhlaba
ngisethekwini
yeah, akusitshele lapha ngento zama special permits awune special permits ngoba njani
hayi pa anginayo mina kodwa nje ngifuna ukuzwelana nje nalaba bafowethu abasebenzisa wona
amapermits ye qhubeka khona
yebo komthetho lento ngoba kunje kunje bakule nkinga ekhona kwendaba yani ya uhulumende wala eSouth Africa. So ngekho isidingo sokuthi uthumele abantu bazothiwa isikhathi esingaka ukuthi behambe ngoba sonke into zenzakala ngale eSouth Africa yona ihamba phambili ekunyembezeleni abantu laba abebeyageniswa uhulumende lokusaba. So ngibekwazi bona ukuthi bamgcine uhulumende ngisho engabe senza izinto ezinto esenza. Ingakho nje begcwele abantu khona la kule lizwe lami ngoba ngisho bona bebesisala ngale kuthi into ezilungu ifuna zihambe. So manje asikho isidingo sokuthi ekugcineni kube yibona futhi abadayi abantu abangenamaphepha abantu abakanzi kanjani abuyele emakhaya. Kuze vele kuzoba nzima inkinga ekuziyenzile. So angiboni misidingo sokuthi kuthiwe ukuthi umuntu ozobuyela ekhaya. Kunalokho kufanele ukuthi bangafuselele amaphemisa laba bantu bekwazi ukuqhubeka beyisebenzele nayenze iphile ngempilo. Thini beze bekwazi ukuba ngezwi abazobishela kuthele bokuhulumene kusayo ukuthi hayi madoda sesikhathele ngale ntukeni zabantu lishintshe lapha nalapha nalapha ukwenzela ukuthi isimo sibe njani isimo sihambe ngendlela efanele. Kodwa ma sikule simo esikusona angiboni izosebenza leyo. Angiboni izosebenza because kuyimanje nje esibona i-Helen Suzman Foundation bayachallenja leyo nto zabaphemisa. Yakhile bahambisana nawo abantu abaphethe amazimba bafowethu ukuthi no you can't go anywhere sizungekayo because ma ubakhosha ubaxoshela pha abantu lapho ukwazi khona ukuthi kuhamba kanje ngoba bathule bayabona ukwenzakala. So they have to sort out first bona babatshele makhelwane babo ukuthi hayi madoda sinenkinga nabantu benze kanje 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 then isisho ngizulu but the way okungakhona it's just like the water under the bridge angiboni ukhona into ezokuyo. So angisiboni nesidingo sokubuyela ekhaya for what for fatality, for oppression, for yonke lento. So cabanga ukuthi nje ngingakushaya ukuthi ube nendlela okwenziwa ngayo besides le ukuthi kuthiwa hayi abadele emakhaya ngibeka nakhoba.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. All what Trust is saying here, Jonga, is that the situation is bad, really. You know, he says the Suzman Foundation is trying something, but nobody knows what is going to be the outcome of that. And he says, going back home, it's not an alternative. He says, you know, this thing should be sorted out amicably and that kind of thing. So go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, let me read some comments, gifts from our listeners here. We have Sebastian Mudakwa, who said he's watching from Bedford in Johannesburg. Thank you so much. Mobi Hanyani Machaiwa, he the Lois, that's what she just wrote. I don't know that. And Tanaka Muchewa. Hai, atingapikisani nevanhu vane nyika yavo, asi chikuru ndechekuti dai hurumende yeSouth Africa yabatsira kugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana neZimbabwe, kuitwe sarudzo dzakachena munyika uye zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvikwanise kuvhota zviri kunze kwenyika. Manzwa mashoko ayo, Professor Mkonza ataurwa naTanaka Muchewa, munotiwo.
Mashoko akanaka chaizvo ataurwa nemuteereri wechirongwa. Nekuti South Africa ikangogona kungomira pachokwadi ikazama kubatsiridza kuti zvinhu zvekuZimbabwe zvinake, ndinofunga kuti havatombodi kuita zvekudzingirira vanhu. Vanhu vanodzokera kumusha vega. Ndo parinoda kuti pazivikanwe nehurumende yeSouth Africa ipapo kuti vanhu vari kurega kudzokera kuZimbabwe nekuda kwekuti zvinhu zvakaoma. Pane vamwe vari kuti vanhu vekuZimbabwe magwara. Nehandifunge kudaro. Chandinofunga ndechekuti hurumende yekuZimbabwe ihurumende inoshandisa chisimba. Naizvozvo vanhu vanogumisira vangozoti aiwa regai tivasiye vakadaro ava vanoita zvekushandisa chisimba. Ndikatore mufananidzo wezvakaitika sarudzo dza 2018 muna August paya. Takaona vanhu vachipfurwa. Hapana chakaitika. Muna January gore rakateera racho takaona futi vanhu vachipfurwa, hapana chakamboitika. Kwakangosetwa commission yaitungamirwa navamutsandi asa achakabuda chaisha hapana. Saka vanhu vanogumisira vangozotiza sekutiza kwaakaita vachiuya kuno South Africa vamwe vachienda kune dzimwe nyika. Saka handifungi kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vanhu vane uchenjeri hwekuona kuti ava vanhu vatiri kurwa navo vanhu vane utsinye hwekuti vanogona kungouraya vachingoenda ende vedzimwe nyika vasina zvavanoita kupindira kuti aiwa musaita zvekudaro. Saka ndivo maonero andinoita vaakandemi.
Then pane mumwe munyori nyora pano apa hanzi why are you so obsessed nenyaya dzekusouth Africa dzezvizvarwa zvekusouth Africa? Hamene kuti mune mhinduro here? Uyo hanzi why are you so concerned about South Africa? Anonzi Tewoko Rikotso. He says, guys, why are you so concerned about South Africa?
We it's not so much that we are concerned about South Africa. It's simply that, you know, there is a situation that has arisen. South Africa initially welcomed Zimbabweans, gave them those special permits, and allowed Zimbabweans to live because of the conditions that were obtaining in Zimbabwe. Now, the argument that is there, why people are talking about South Africa and South African government, is because people are saying, but the situation in Zimbabwe is not fundamentally changed or improved. So the question is, why is South Africa taking such a drastic measure without necessarily, you know, taking into account the situation that these people that they are saying they must go back home are facing or are likely to face if they were to go home. I think the Helen Suzman Foundation put it in a very clear and lucid way to say, look, when a person lives in a place for a long period, as much as 10 years, that person builds a life in that place. Now, to simply say to a person, please leave, we are giving you a year, I don't think there is empathy in taking such a decision. And given that we are Africans, then there's Ubuntu, I'm not too sure whether that's the right approach for the South African government to take.
Thank you so
professor,
much.
Professor, because we always talk about Ubuntu and all these kind of things. But here we are talking about the politics of South Africa, the core of what is happening right now. And we are looking at a party which is likely to lose the next elections because of immigration issues. So at the end of the day, are there any possibilities that the ANC government may have some kind of change of mind? Is there any of that kind of sort of thing?
You are very right, Mr. Dube, in reading the politics that is causing the South African government to take the position it has taken. For me, I think I've said it in previous programs that this is purely a political move that is influenced by the political dangers that the African National Congress is facing. And given the pressure that the South African government is facing, and given what their competitors such as the Action SA are saying and doing, I don't foresee the South African government changing its position. I think what should tell us that there is not likely to be a change of heart from the South African government is the language that you see high-ranking government officials using. We heard what the Minister of Home Affairs said, responding to the statement by the Helen Suzman Foundation. Mm-hmm. We were also discussing earlier on about the language that the head of diplomacy in the Department of International Relations, the language that he used, it tells you that there is not likely to be a change of heart on this particular matter. Mm-hmm. And we should read into this. I think the president is looking at the December conference. The president is looking at the elections in 2024. Whether this will help or not, I think it remains to be seen. But I think this is what informs the current actions that we are seeing the South African government taking.
Yes, well, I'm sure. Konapo, I think singangena konoko. What in
that? Yeah. Kunombuzo obuzo uthathe lapha na Gibbs ukuthi is it that amaZimbabwe amagwala or what?
Yes.
Mina personal Gibbs I'd say okay what ekuqaleni Zimbabweans are educated and so forth so on. I think this is the biggest problem that is caused abantu to fight amaZimbabweans ukuthi they call themselves educated. Everyone is calling themselves educated as if abanye abafunda. Kono kana vele ku wrong. Then secondly, ukuthi Zimbabweans cowards. Mina ngithi Zimbabweans are the biggest cowards. They are educated as they claim, but they are cowards. You know, umntwana Gibbs ma ehlala esona. This is exactly the situation with the Zimbabwean government, where they realized the moment we start putting a riot in public, Zimbabweans will run away. Kanti, where can we see Zimbabweans behaving like in other countries, where they throw stones at the police? Where they, for example, there was this other rally at CCC in Ayibona eMarondi. The stadium was fully packed with about CCC, but they ran away from a riot police having one truck. Why can't Zimbabweans stand their ground?
Normally,
fight for what is theirs.
Normally, VOA promotes doesn't promote violence. I mean, at the end of the day, most media organizations, they promote democracy, you know, like, can't you do some democratic way of doing it?
Sometimes if democracy is ill-described or is described in ngendlela engasiyo or perceived in a wrong way, whereby people think in the democracy is that, this is busas ngabantu abamnyama kune democracy. It democracy, like, I don't know, mina, ukuthi khona in vele Zimbabwe or it ever existed. Because people are not free to talk. Right now, where I am, I cannot talk like this if I'm in Zimbabwe. U Professor Enjalo cannot speak like that as a Zimbabwe. We are talking like this maybe because we're outside Zimbabwe. But why can't we express ourselves, since Zimbabwe, like we are expressing our dissatisfaction with our own government? So, meaning it's cowardice. We can't stand up to the truth. Ma siselizwe sifuna ukuzorasa sisemazweni abanye abantu. And konokiana yiko okunye okusekuze kusizondisa emazweni esikuwo ukuthi hayi, you guys. You come here and make noise. You can even tell our own president, ukuthi, he's stupid. Our president doesn't know anything. But you can't say the same to your own president. You understand? Mm-hmm. So these are the things that we must safeguard ourselves. Ukuthi, we are good at ukukhuluma kubi sisemazweni, but we cannot say the same or say some things about our own government. Because if there is democracy, people must be allowed to speak their minds. There must be that freedom of speech. There must, as long as that freedom of speech doesn't infringe on other person's rights, but ukhuluma iqiniso into ebona umuntu wonke, then it will be freedom, it will be democracy. But we cannot do that. You
yourself in Zimbabwe in fully. Whereas Silane, South Africa, we are able to tell their own presidents, their own ministers, who Sikuluma, all the nonsense, but at the end of the day, we cannot even say the same to our own ministers back home who are not doing right. So that's why I mean we are cowards. He was paring Nzolo Putomunyo tell say Usa Natalile and Jena as long as this Simos Yara Mele Stones. Who is supposed to sort out this Simos as Zimbabwe? It's supposed to be us Zimbabweans. But if we say what Kumele sort ekhaya, who is going to sort out that situation in Zimbabwe when we are hiding up Mazwe? So gentlemen, we need to be realistic. Bona, who are in power, they managed to go out of Rhodesia, I'll say it, when it was still Rhodesia. They managed to go there, and by then, well, they had the access to arms. Right now, as long as you are in the static region, you cannot access arms. Uzobosh, Uzobosh, it will be the same thing. And I'm not saying we must do that. But when they managed to go out there, they managed to say what they wanted to say. But right now, we cannot say the same, Tina, to them. Therefore, we are cowards.
Mm, so you've got one guy, Kutsi Wesley, who is supporting you. He says, indeed, Chonga. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe is a coward. Go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, and there is Chafuka Obet, who says, ko nai vanawe mkoma Chonga, ko sei sadiki isina kana chekuta urapanyaze muZimbabwe. Varu kupiwa choko muhumu ere, watungamiri awa. Then Mobi Anyani Machawira. God is in charge here. This is beyond us. This is like the children of Israel at Red Sea. How were they going to cross? Wait on the Lord. Guys, God is in control. There's a road for us through the Red Sea. Those are some of the comments from our listeners, Gibbs.
Yes, Professor Mkonza, maybe I think Mr. Mklanga wants to say something. 10 seconds.
Yeah, I wanted to say something there. Why the SADC as a region, as an organization, does not say anything with what is happening. Right. We used to have former president, Uwe Botswana. He's the only one who could stand up and talk the truth about what was happening in Zimbabwe. These other guys are not going to say anything because they are benefiting out of this situation that is in Zimbabwe right now. Some of them, they are the ones who are busy looting the minerals in Zimbabwe. And they will never say anything. If they say something, so that's the reason people are not saying anything in the SADC here.
Yes, Professor Mkonza, maybe let's talk about the SADC region. We tried to invite some ZANU-PF activists to join the show, but they didn't join today. I think maybe they'll join later, but we're about to end the show. So the SADC region is a very sensitive area in terms of, you know, doing whatever you want to do as a government. So can SADC intervene here and do something about these permits and all these kind of things?
I don't think SADC will intervene on this particular matter because issues about how a country manages its immigration or how a country, you know, manages immigration issues are for the concerned countries. So the sovereign nation is the one that has the right to deal with that particular issue. But I want to agree with the observation by others that SADC, as others have already said previously, that it's a toothless bulldog. The same with African Union. We have seen Zimbabwe getting to situations that are much worse than what it is in terms of human rights, in terms of deterioration of livelihoods, the economy, and so forth. But nothing comes out of those bodies. And I think many Zimbabweans have lost hope on those bodies. I mean, there is nothing. Even if there's going to be a SADC meeting, there is nothing that gives you this expectation that probably they are going to deal candidly with the Zimbabwean issue. They are going to, look at least on the side of the citizens in Zimbabwe. So SADC and AU, I personally do not have confidence in them being able to deal with the Zimbabwean issue. It's now over 20 years, the crisis going on, and there's nothing really tangible that these bodies have done.
Yes, Tonga.
Yes, Gibbs, there is Takunda Victor Matsokotere, who says Zimbabweans tiri magwara kungona mapurisa 2 isi tiri 20 takutotiza. If you still have this mindset, tisharamba takadzvanyirirwa nechihurumende, let's rise up and stand our ground. He is saying that Zimbabweans, we are cowards. Just seeing two police officers say we have a group of 20, we start running away, so we are cowards.
I see you nodding your
head. Yeah, like I said, that we are actually cowards. We have to submit ourselves to the truth that we are cowards. We cannot stand up against the wrongs that we see. Unfortunately, like the prof said, South Africa is a sovereign state. Its affairs, especially the immigration affairs, cannot be a subject of discussion by a regional thing. But if South Africa as a country, the SADC as a regional body, the AU as a continental body could say the truth about the elections that happen in Zimbabwe, then we will be in a better position. Right now, we are suffering. People are quiet. And we may think it's only Zimbabweans, but there is a whole lot of people in the continent, there are different countries, who are suffering. And the so-called AU is quiet. And our subject, this side of the Southern Africa, it's just quiet. They don't know what they are even doing when they meet there. I don't even know whether it's existing or what. Right now, if you look at what is happening in Mozambique, there where we have this terrorists coming in there to destabilize Mozambique, it's a few of the countries that have stood up and said we would fight against those people. But now when we really look at issues like these same countries that we say we are a regional port, are we sticking to the principles? Are we sticking to the mandate? Are we sticking to the purpose of this organization? No. They are just quiet. They are watching. We are suffering, and we shall suffer until no more. We will end up being slaves again in Europe because we will be all trying to go to Europe, running away from our own countries, and we will be enslaved. So Africa needs to be recolonized, possibly, then things maybe would be better. I saw last week there was this talk that Ian Douglas Smith was a better person than what is currently there. And our president in Zimbabwe said, no ways, Smith was not better. But I grew up, I was born and grew up during the Smith regime time. I would say it was better. Myself, I would say, I'm not talking for everybody, but I'm saying I personally feel it was better than now, that we have 99.9% unemployment in a country. When we finished schools in that time of the early 80s, you would straight away go and look for employment and get it, which was left by the Smith regime. The roads were easily navigable. Falls road, you would go at whatever time, at whatever speed,
but right now.
I can't even drive home at night because I'm afraid of the potholes. I'm afraid of even the animals that are now straying into the roads. I need to be a politician as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Plank. I wish to thank Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, who is a security analyst, Ms. Ketiwe Pepe, a political activist, and Professor Rikim Konza, an independent political commentator based in South Africa. And signing off from Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Good night.